Should have guessed. Hey, sugar, what is it? No, greetings are for people who call during the day. What could you possibly want in the middle of the night? 11 p.m. is the middle of the night. You're lucky I answer my phone after 9. You forget I don't do those 4 a.m. walks of shame anymore. Not after you set your sprinklers on me. So what do you want? Now? We can talk about your bad date in the morning. All right. Go on over. I'll get the snacks. You don't ask if it's a bother when you raid my fridge. Why start now? No, if I didn't want to, I'd tell you. You know I tease. My charm, it's all I got. Ask any of our friends and they will tell you I'm hilarious. Those with good humor, at least. All right, I'm getting up now. If you don't hurry, I'll eat the snacks. Thought so. See you soon, sugar. Buy a home in a nice neighborhood. Oh, look, your childhood friend is your neighbor. I'm sure she won't wake me in the middle of the night or steal my food. Of course not. Come on in, sugar. I just cleaned up. Snacks are on the coffee table. Let's go to the couch. Would you like a coffee? Yes. Coffee at almost midnight. It's what happens when you drag me out of bed. I'm already 2 cups in. You know, one of these days I'm just gonna stop answering your late night calls. Oh, yes, I will. No, I mean it this time, for real. Fine, I won't, but I'll still complain. Remember that charm I talked about? So, what happened on this date? Yeah, I gathered that from your tone. How'd you meet this guy? Well, I've always thought dating apps have their own challenges. Well, just because it's a religious dating app doesn't mean it's safe. No app is foolproof to people pretending to share values or pushing their views of non-sexual acts. I'll admit I've done things I'm not completely proud of, but I like to think I'm better than some. What was it with this guy?